El Talaq, the divorce. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Prophet, tell the believers that when you decide to divorce your women, divorce them at a time when their iddat, period of 3 monthly courses for which they must wait before they can remarry, can be calculated. The divorce should be given when she has cleansed herself after the menstrual discharge, and after divorce calculate the period of iddat exactly, and keep your duty to Allah, your Lord. You shall not turn them out during this period of iddat from their homes, except they commit flagrant sin, nor shall they themselves go out of them. And these are the limits imposed by Allah, and he that violates the limits imposed by Allah indeed does injustice to himself. You never know Allah's will, for it may be that after this divorce, Allah will bring about a new situation of reconciliation between you. And when they are about to reach their prescribed term of iddat, either keep them by revoking the divorce in an honorable and fair manner, or part with them in honorable and fair manner, and two honest and just persons from among you witness your decision. Let the witnesses bear true testimony for the sake of Allah regarding the situation that resulted in the pronouncement of divorce. Thus, the person who acts according to these guidelines and who believes in Allah and the Last Day is exhorted. And he who takes Allah as his shield, he will always make a way out of his ordeals for him. And he will provide him sustenance from where he least expects. And he who puts his trust in Allah, he is sufficient for him to fulfill his needs. Allah is sure to accomplish his purpose. Allah has set a measure for everything. If you are in doubt how to calculate the period of such of your women as have despaired of monthly courses, then know that period for which they must wait is 3 months, and the same holds good for such women as have not menstruated for some other reasons. And as to the pregnant women, their term will end when they are delivered of their burden. And bear in mind, for the one who keeps his duty to Allah, he will provide a facility in his affair for him. That is the command of Allah. He has revealed this to you. For the one who takes Allah as a shield, he will rid him of the evil consequences of his sins and will grant him a very great reward. Lodge the divorced women during the prescribed period in some part of the house where you are lodging, according to the best of your means. Do not harass them so as to make their stay hard for them. If they be pregnant, bear their expenses until they are delivered of the child. And if they suckle the child for you as the period of waiting is over with the delivery, pay them their dues for suckling. And in order to settle it, consult together in all fairness, making only reasonable demands on one another. But if you find it mutually difficult to come to a settled agreement, then let another woman suckle the child for him. Let a man with plentiful means spend for the maintenance of the suckling woman according to his means. And let him whose subsistence are limited spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah burdens no person with responsibility beyond what he has given him. Allah will soon bring about easy times after hardships. So many people of townships rebelled against the command of their Lord and his messengers, so that we reckoned with them sternly and punished them with a dire punishment. So they suffered the evil consequences of their deeds, and the subsequent end of their affairs was in the form of loss. Allah has in store for them a terrible punishment. So take Allah as a shield, O you persons of excellent and pure understanding who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you means of attaining eminence, in the form of an eminent messenger who recites to you the clear revelations of Allah, which tell the right from the wrong, and thus He brings those who believe and accordingly do good deeds out of all kinds of darkness into light. And he who believes in Allah and does good deeds, he will admit him to the gardens, served with running streams to abide therein forever. Allah has indeed made a very handsome provision for him. It is Allah who has created seven heavens, and he has created as many earths. The divine law permeates through them. He tells this to you so that you may know that Allah is possessor of all power to do every desired thing, and Allah encompasses everything in his knowledge.